AudioLearn's Medical School Crash Courses presents Family Medicine. Written by experts and authorities in the field, and professionally narrated for easy listening, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of family medicine. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school family medicine course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master family medicine. The material is accurate, up to date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in family medicine with the correct answers. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: preventative health care, history and physical of the adult patient, complementary and alternative care, psychosocial influences on health, obstetrical care in family medicine, newborn care, pediatric medicine, nutritional issues in family medicine, care of acute illnesses, care of chronic illnesses, care of the elderly patient, care of the dying patient. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school family medicine course. Now, let's get started. Historically, family medicine was not always recognized as a separate specialty. In the last several decades, there has been a push to define family medicine as a specialty in its own right. This course covers the main issues that are uniquely dealt with by the family physician. Family practice medicine is about the care of chronic diseases, the care of acute illness in the outpatient setting, the care of families as a whole, and the involvement of psychosocial issues in the care of patients of all ages. The purpose of Chapter 1 in the course is to talk about the various aspects of preventative health care. This involves the care of the patient who clinically has no disease, but is at risk for illnesses and diseases that can be prevented through preventative health care. The wellness examination, immunizations, and cancer screening are all part of providing this type of care to the adult patient and will be covered as part of this chapter. The focus of Chapter 2 is the history and physical examination of the adult patient. Primarily, this involves performing the examination of the well patient for a routine physical examination, focusing on head-to-toe examination of all body areas. There are not necessarily any routine blood tests recommended. However, in a patient at risk for heart disease, a lipid profile can be done. Screening tests known to be beneficial as part of the examination of the adult include the pap smear test, testicular examination, mammography, and colonoscopy. Complementary and alternative care are the topics of Chapter 3. These practices can be defined as any medical therapy that falls beyond the traditional scope of modern Western medicine and involves therapies that can be used in concert with modern medical techniques when treating illnesses. Examples of complementary medical practices include traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, osteopathy, and homeopathy. The fourth chapter of the course focuses on psychological and social influences on health and illness. Family doctors often deal with patients who don't have a purely physical problem but have underlying psychological factors that play into the development of diseases, and patients that have purely psychological reasons for their complaints. Stress plays a large role in the severity of many physical illnesses and must be considered as a factor in treating the patient's problem. The topic of Chapter 5 in the course is obstetrical care. A large portion of family doctors will care for the obstetric patient from the pre-pregnancy period through the postpartum period. Obstetrical care can begin before the woman gets pregnant and follows the woman through the pregnancy. Family doctors will often do the vaginal delivery and will care for both the infant and the mother after delivery as part of total family health care. Chapter 6 in the course focuses on newborn care. The care of the newborn begins with the initial evaluation after the child is born by assessing Apgar scores at 1 minute and 5 minutes after birth. After the mother has been stabilized and the infant has been cleaned off and returned to the mother, a complete examination can take place. The infant is screened for certain genetic diseases, and some male infants are circumcised. Infants are generally discharged from the hospital.